bananas, lady. I want to ask you a question.
Do you want a nickel for a cup of coffee?
Work for the paper, don't you?
Please, I'm in a hurry.
Don't worry about nothing and stop looking around like a scared pigeon.
I have to get back to the newspaper.
I just come in from out of town.
Oh, it's very interesting. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Relax. Answer me and you won't get hurt. Where is it?
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know, all right. Crandall, that's who I mean. Crandall.
Crandall?
Yeah. Mr. Biggs brought me into town. He says I should look up Crandall.
Crandall's disappeared.
Listen, sister, I know he's disappeared. I'm asking you where.
I tell you,
Now, look. Don't kid me. Crandall's a witness against... well, against certain buddies of mine. He scared the cops because he done some little jobs, see? But your newspaper has him hidden away someplace in a hotel room, keeping him undercover and plastering what he says on your front page. Well, you got him hiding.
Mister, everything you say is true, but you've got the wrong paper.
Yes?
If I work for the Sentinel, it's the Clarion that's got Crandall hidden away. And I ain't scooping up.
You work for the Clarion?
I work for the Sentinel. You certainly pulled a bonus.
I don't know. I just come in from out of town.
The Clarion's a block further down. It's the Sentinel that's on this street, and it's... Oh, I wish I had a book in my pocket.
Slope by a thing. Come back here. Come back here. It runs her like a scared rat.
Here's that book you wanted, Reed. Dug it out of the pile.
Oh, let's see it, Johnny.
He's the baby the police have been told to watch for.
Huh. Tough-looking gorilla, isn't he?
According to police, he's been imported into the city to do a job on some of those witnesses the police are trying to get against the racket.
The police know he's here?
Yeah, I got a teletype in the city he came from. They got a general alarm out for him now.
I don't know. The city's a big place, Gilligan. Men have stayed out of sight in it before.
Yeah, plenty of rattles and plenty of rats.
Heard anything more about Carlo?
Don't mention that name. Every time I hear the C-word. When I think that the Clan has got that guy hidden away scooping us on his story...
I can't understand why Crandall didn't get himself up to the police, Gunnigan.
Oh, he's one of those small-time crooks. Their minds work in circles. And besides, one of those smart apples of the Clan must have worked on him. I wonder how much the Clan is paying him for that exclusive.
Well, his story's been in the Clan 2 days running.
Yeah.
How long do you think they can get away with it? Well, they're open to a contempt charge.
That wouldn't stop those babies. All they care about is sensational stories.
They haven't put out anything sensational yet.
Yeah, give them time, Reed. They're going to stretch it out as long as they can. Feed Crandall's story in little pieces.
And declaring out of thing more of the public and less of yellow journalism. What they're doing is against the public interest.
Yeah, they tell them that.
Suppose the thought of Tom Trickerman should locate Crandall. How can the Clarion hope to protect him?
Search me. But that the Clarion should beat us on a yarn. That's curse, Reed.
Mr. Reed.
Please, Rose, what's the matter?
I ran all the way. He stopped me in the alley.
Oh, now, take it easy. Sit down. Well, you look like...
I don't know. I'm tired and scared. I just both.
Well, who stopped you?
Oh, some awful-looking man. He wanted to know where Crandall was.
What's that, Crandall?
He made a mistake. He thought I was for the Clarion. He said he'd come in from out of town and some friend of his wanted to take care of Crandall. He looked like a gunman.
Jumping catfish. No wonder you're scared.
Wait a minute. Hey, is this the man you saw?
Huh?
Here, take a look at this photo. Is that the man?
Well, yes, I think it is. Where did you get there?
In case you ran into something. Gunnigan.
Yeah, he's got the police.
Tell him he's been spotted. Hello. Hello. Now get me the Clarion. He has to publish it. Now, if he's not there, make it the managing editor and ring me back.
Wait, they won't listen to you.
Never mind that. Now, get going. Miss Case, tell Gunnigan all you know.
Okay, Mr. Reed, but you're not going to try and make the Clarion give up their pet witness just because...
Just because his life is in danger? I certainly am. Even the Clarion has some respect for human rights.
Wait a second. You can't... Andrew in there, Lowry?
Listen, sweetheart, this is important.
He's busy on the phone.
Yeah? Who's he talking to?
The Clarion.
Huh?
That's right. He's trying to get them to give Candle to the police.
Crandall, huh? Then I gotta see him, Casey.
Lowry, you don't know.
But that's it. The news I got is about Crandall. Huh? Now, tend to your knitting, Casey. I'm going in.
No, I'm not trying to kid you. I tell you, unless your paper releases Crandall to the police, he's after the
boss.
The several may do a lot to get a story, but this time I'm more interested in human life.
Oh, let off, boss. It's no use.
I'll give you my promise that the Clarion can keep Crandall's story exclusive. Yes, even if they turn him over to the police. No, I'm not trying to find out where you have him hidden. Word of honor, Langley.
Now, wait.
Yes, boss. It's no use. I tell you, it's too late.
I'm not...
What's that, Larry?
Hang up, Mr. Reed. You're wasting words.
Never mind, Langley. You won't. I can't make you.
All right, Larry. Let's have it.
I ran into a Clarion reporter. He'd been beaten up by a gunman.
Gunman, huh?
And? Yeah.
This reporter's on his way to tell Langley now.
Well, the Clarion secret is out, huh?
Yeah, boss. All the way. I learned where they were keeping Crandall. The Clarion leg man told me.
After all, he'd already stilled to the gunman. He had to.
You went there?
Yeah, a hotel. But Crandall wasn't there, boss. He disappeared. You know what that means?
I'm afraid I do, Larry. That gunman got to him first.
Yes. That's sad, huh? Sure, send him in. Send him right in. Better put this note on the release paper. There we are.
Hello, Buckner.
Come in, Triggy.
I told him to collect my dough. I took care of Crandall.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gotta skip out of town. The bulls are looking for me.
So you want your dough?
Yeah. 10 G's. That's what you brought me into town for. Now give me the cash and I'll blow.
Just a minute, Triggy. Sit down.
I ain't got time. I gotta...
Sit down.
Okay. But make it snappy.
So you didn't observe, huh? You read that Crandall.
Right there in the papers?
Yeah, I can read. Witness disappeared. Police censored Clarion newspaper for holding him secret. Claim newspaper cause witnesses lost indirectly. You don't see he's killed, Trigg.
What do you want me to do? Leave him there?
Where's his body?
In the river.
Yeah. Trigg, I've been running this murder ring for a long time. Things got hot and the cops were chicken up. So I had to bring in a hood from out of town to close Crandall's mouth. I brought you in.
I told you, Crandall's dead.
Just chicken up. 10 G's is 10 G's.
Listen, I can't hang around.
Give me the story.
Huh?
Come on. How you located Crandall the worst?
Well, you know this newspaper, the Clarion, they said Crandall hid away in a hotel under a phony name.
Go ahead.
Well, I found out where he was. Grabbed one of the Clarion reporters and beat him up till he told me.
And then?
Then I go to this hotel. What is this, a 12 degree?
Go ahead.
Well, I sneaked into the hotel, grabbed Crandall, made him come with me at the point of a gun, took him down to the river, bumped him off, and tossed him off.
This is that,
yeah.
All right, Trigg, now I'll tell you one.
I don't get it.
Oh, yes, you do. You didn't rob out Crandall.
Huh?
You're just trying to collect that dough from me for a jump into the pool.
I tell you, I went to the hotel.
You went. But Crandall was thrown when you got there.
Well,
he was thrown when you got there, wasn't he?
How did you know?
Yeah. So your job ain't done, Trigg. If you want that dough, you gotta close Crandall's mouth. I'm giving you another chance, and you better find him.
How did you know he wasn't there? How did you know I was giving you a phony setup? It wasn't in the papers.
Because I got a note, Trigg.
What?
Just came in. It says Crandall left the hotel before you got there.
Does it say where he went?
No. Just that he left.
This guy's got him?
I don't know. Maybe I'll hear from him later, but...
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe it's a bum stairs.
I doubt it.
You mean you believe some guy who sent you a note and not me?
Not some guy, Trigg. Not just any guy. This note is from the Green Hornet.
I'll take a seat. Hello.
Reed?
Yes, Gunnigan. Anything new?
Other thing. You want me to give you a ring at home?
Randall's body been located yet?
No, Reed. Guess think he may not be dead?
Well, I'm just wondering, Gunnigan. Keep at it.
Got the whole staff out now, Reese.
Good. See you tomorrow, Gunnigan. Good night.
You heard that, kiddo? Crandall's not dead?
If he is, his body hasn't been located yet. That may mean Crandall's wife got the Green Hornet note I sent her and acted on it before the trigger man located Crandall.
You think so?
Well, Crandall's a peculiar duck, kiddo. A small-time criminal who's afraid to go to the police because he's mixed up in some minor crime. Yet, he holds the key to the exposure of Buckner's murder ring racket.
That is true.
And the clarion had him bottled up. I sent a Green Hornet note to Mrs. Crandall, a threat which I thought would make Crandall go to the police. Apparently, it had a different effect.
What is that, Mr. Gates?
But assuming that Crandall is still alive, that Hornet note may have made him seek another hiding place.
I see. But note you sent to Buckner.
We'll go into that later. Right now, we're calling on Mrs. Crandall.
Mrs. Crandall?
Yes, if Crandall isn't dead, she must know where he is. Got the Hornet gun and the mask. We're taking the Black Beauty.
Now, listen, Mrs. Crandall, I'm from the police, see? We happen to know your husband ain't been killed. If you want to keep him alive, you better let us protect him. Where is he?
Oh, yeah,
I know. He don't like the cops. He's nuts, I tell you. There's a figure man looking for him. Maybe the Green Hornet. Oh, but the Hornet did like him, huh?
A warning? Well, that's why he...
Sure. That's why your husband left the hotel where the clan had him, huh? Now, look. The police thought maybe your husband was dead, see? That's why there ain't nobody been around up to now. Then we got other dope. Now, where is he?
The police?
Sure, plain clothes, man. That's why no uniform, but you see my badge. Now, where is he?
Well,
that's more like it.
This address. Room 34.
That's the best case, yeah. I get it. Room 34, huh? Okay, lady, you don't have to worry. I'll take care of him. So long. What a shocker. Did you fall for that pony bed? Sure. I'll take care of Crandall.
Yes, Cato. I'll get out.
What is it?
Something's wrong, Cato. Look, you can see the front of the house. See across the street?
Yes, Mr. Bates.
Now, that looks like... Hey, it is. It's Sergeant Moran.
The police?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. That car that passed us a moment ago, the gray sedan, it came from here.
That's right.
The man driving it. I didn't realize it until just now, but that man looked a lot like the picture I saw at the Sentinel.
Yes?
The picture of that imported gunman. Peter, we're not stopping here. Keep your eyes peeled. We've got to locate that gray sedan. I've got a hunch he's after Crandall. If we don't locate him, Crandall's finished.
Gunnigan. Sergeant Moran's on the phone. Says it's very important.
Green spoke to me at 5 in the evening.
Oh, he's not there. I
tried.
Room 34. Right, Moran. Thanks for the tip. Oh, Keating. I'm going up.
Hey, hold up, Gunnigan. Connell's the located?
I'm just trying, Keithy. Moran has out a radio warning. This trigger man made Mrs. Crandall believe he was a cop.
She spilled.
What makes women so dumb?
You can't go.
There's no one else around. Well, he's out.
What about me?
You. A dean? This may be danger, sister. I'm covering this myself.
Okay, Gunnigan, but I'm going with you.
You?
Oh, Keithy, your grass. You may need it to climb stairs.
Message from her wife inside, Crandall. Hey, now, wait a minute. What's the idea of the gun?
Well, you were spilling to the newspapers, huh?
So are you.
Something has had me to take care of you, Crandall.
Well, now, wait, you can.
I'm trying to put up.
What's that? Put us in the guy in cold blood. Pick him, man. Shut up.
Police.
Ah, they came, Randy.
No, pal. Come on, open their window.
No, open it.
Ah, on the fire escape.
Move him.
Stop the two doors. Go on, jump down to the ground and don't try running, Fred. I'll be right behind you.
All right. Hey there.
Here I come.
There, take this car. Get
in. No, listen, I won't pass. Hang on.
I'll tell you what. Slide over. Hang the wheel. Okay, stop the car and get going. You and me ain't hanging around for the cops, Crandall. We're taking a little drive, see? That's right. Head away from the sound of them sirens.
Please, you can help up me.
I won't do any talk.
Yeah?
What have you been going up to now, sign land?
I couldn't tell them clearing guys nothing. Nothing real important, honest. You got to believe me.
Yeah, I believe you. We're taking a little ride.
That's right, Crandall. All three of us.
I'm sorry, what the devil are you?
I was sitting here in the back seat waiting for you.
Who are you?
You got a mask.
A mask?
Hey, that must be the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
Why?
Why is that gun here? After what I'm hauling you off,
first. What a spot. A trigger man and the Green Hornet.
That's right, Crandall. It is a spot. You're on it. Keep driving. This is the address. Here's the room.
Room 34.
I don't see a guy named Crandall around here.
Have you looked under the bed, Gunnigan? A little mouth like Crandall.
Oh,
you
save the sarcasm, Casey. I thought Sergeant Moran was really handing us a tip. That guy makes more mistakes than Axford. And I'm not kidding.
Someone was here, Gunnigan.
Sure, sure. But the birdie is phone, Casey.
No, I mean someone else besides Crandall.
Sure.
Come here and look at the fire escape. I'll show you what I mean.
Okay. Just what?
The footprints in the coal dust that covered that fire escape, Gunnigan.
Sure. And who scanned out that way? Those footprints.
Two sets of footprints. Hmm? Two sets, not one.
See, that's right. But move. So we crane came to Crandall. There's a cinch.
Good news. But there's someone on the fire escape now. He's coming this way.
Stand back. Hey, Gunnigan.
Oh, somebody, Moran.
I'm coming in.
Sergeant, there were prints on that fire escape. If you hadn't ruined them, you might have found out who was with Crandall.
I don't need prints for that, Miss Case.
You got something?
Yeah, the men found this in the alley. There's the guy who was in this room.
What is it? Holy jumping catfish. That's the seal of the Green Hornet.
Keep your hands high.
and let that car go on behind us, Harness.
That's my car, Trig.
I'm leaving you two here in your car.
Harness, I can't. This guy, he come to rob me out.
And what do you think the Harness here for? The same thing, sir.
That's enough, Trig. I got started up the gravel path. You two punks are staying here.
Wait a minute. I know this place.
How about you, Trig?
I'm from out of town. I ain't seen it.
Stop this place. It's country home.
All right, Colonel.
You know a lot of things, don't you?
Is Buckner inside there?
Not yet. I'm going to call him and tell him to come up here.
Well, why don't you get him over? Come on, I know the best suit. Stop playing cat and mouse.
The one for you is rat, Crandall. You know a lot and you talk a lot.
I let them Clarion guys talk me into something. I should have gone to the police. I should have told them instead. Some Clarion guy said that's
the one that is for the police, Crandall. That's just for you.
No, don't shoot. Hold on, listen. I'll... Oh, God, I can't see it.
Hey, that's quite a gun you got hired in.
It don't make no sound.
Now, it's your turn, Trig. I guess you work for Bugner, too, huh? Just like me.
Hey, wait a minute.
This is what I mean, you rat.
Oh, no, you ain't bumping me.
Get back, buddy. Get some rug from you.
All right, the same thing crumbles up.
Run it.
Oh.
Come here.
I was looking for some rug, Dusty.
Not sure of them, kid. What for? The potential killer and the potential squealer. Have you got the rope?
Yes, it's best.
Okay, we're taking them inside and tying them up. We'll put Crandall close to the phone.
I don't understand.
You might want to make a phone call later on. You never can tell. And don't forget to remind me. I have a phone call to make myself soon.
Can you carry Crandall? I think so. Good enough. Come in the house, you know.
First time I heard something. Hello?
Partner?
Yeah, Trevor. Who's that?
I want your plane to have Crandall removed.
What? So who is this?
Not Trick, partner.
Who is it?
This is the Green Hornet. What?
The Hornet?
That's right. How much?
It was simple, about 10 grand.
10,000, huh? Bring it here and we'll talk business.
What are you getting at? Come where?
I have crime with your country home, partner. Trick is here, too.
That's every place. How do I know this is on the level?
You don't, partner. You have to take that chance.
Now, wait. Hold on. Recovery plate, eh? The Hornet, eh? It might be a stall, and yet I can't let Candle pick the buckles. My country plate.
Where you hang your hat, Sergeant Moran. It's cozy, isn't it?
I don't mind in this case.
This is where you figure out how to catch the Hornet, huh?
Oh, that guy. Listen, if I ever get my hands on you,
I've been waiting a long time.
Come on,
Daddy. The Hornet's got Crandall someplace. If Crandall ain't dead already.
Yeah.
How long is Crandall going to be on that phone?
He's keeping in touch with the company.
And I suppose if he had a couple of more hands and another voice, he could use them more than one.
Oh, mess. Aren't you going to answer that one?
Yeah. I can hear with Donovan alongside me.
Okay, then, that leads sounds all right. Run it as is. Stay up the Hornet.
Bring me, Donovan. Headquarters, Sergeant Moran talking.
Hello, police. This is Crandall.
By the way, Danny, I'm busy here.
Come up, I'll tell you, I can't hear.
Yeah, police headquarters.
Hello, this is Crandall.
What's that?
Danny,
Crandall.
I called you back.
Is this Crandall? Come on, answer me.
I got the Texas country place, the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
Yeah.
When?
Is that Crandall?
Did you say Hornet?
What the fuck? Yeah, shut up. Hello.
You gotta come out here. You gotta save me. The Hornet's tied me up. I got one arm free, but like a phone.
He's around someplace, you can't.
No.
Crandall.
Stand up for him.
Crandall, what's the matter? Who?
Who are you talking to?
Well, nobody, huh?
What's this about? You turned up, two turned up. Did you get a word?
Oh, I don't know. The Hornet shot me. I must have been.
Was it you calling me, you little monkey? Did you call me and say you was the Hornet?
Oh, no, I just come too. I
phoned you, Buckner.
The Hornet.
Stand right there. We can discuss things this way.
Well, you don't need a gun.
Did you bring the 10,000?
Well, I would have told
you. Bring it?
Yeah, I got it.
Hand it over.
The turtle, you still
hand it right over. We'll discuss terms later.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Trig. He's coming through. Don't let him
quiet.
Oh, God. Don't shut the door. I just
don't struggle, Trig. You're tied up.
Oh, you're still around, eh?
Every man with a witness is here today.
All right, Buckner. Your hired gunman is tied up, and the man whose mouth you want to shut is tied up.
Hey, please, what is a good care of?
I think I'll first take care of you.
Hey, up, I'm
you.
You can't get me.
All I gave him was a shot of gas. That's the same thing you two got. Now get this. Crandall called the police.
Oh, no.
That's the way I heard you. You're tied up, Crandall. So is Trig. The police will be here soon. I'm going to leave you just as you are.
Now, you screw me, fuck your face.
I've got the money. That's all I want.
I don't get it. Suppose the cops get here before I get on time.
In that case, you take care of Crandall.
Oh, no, he can't do that. Tie him up. Tie him up tight.
And another thing. Crandall, if Butler recovers from that gas before the police come, he'll be finished off that
way. Well, you can't leave.
I am leaving you all free. You're a small time crook, Crandall. Before this, you were afraid to talk to the police, and I have been praying that they'll get here.
No, wait. Let us start right now. If I get out of these ropes, you punk.
No, you can't.
I'll get out first. Why don't they get here? Why don't they get here?
Something, Gunnigan?
Yeah. Oh, they did. Behind that door, Moran.
Cut men all around the place. Keep behind me. Here goes the door.
Oh, that? Well, I read. Oh, the police have got here. You got here.
Crandall.
Yeah. Tied up like a fiddle finish. And this guy, he's an imported gunman.
Hey, there's Buckner in the horn.
What? He's out. He ain't got nothing on me, cop.
We got plenty of rats. You're wanted for a homicide back where you come from. And if this guy goes far,
all right, officer. I'll talk. I'll tell you everything I know about Buckner and his racket. He tried to kill me. This guy was hired.
Hey, we'll get it later. Hello. Yeah, Sergeant Moran talking. Huh? Oh, is that so? Hold the phone. Gunnigan.
Yeah, Moran.
It's the city editor, the Clarion. He says they heard a rumor about some yarn out here at Buckner's summer place. Wants to get the story. Maybe you'd like to talk to him.
Would I? Give me that.
Oh,
you'd like the story, eh? That's the way your newspaper tried to cross up the law. By holding Crandall so you'd get an executive suit, eh? Well, you don't get it. You get nothing. Now get off the line. I want to phone this in myself. Who is this? Why, you sap, this is Gunnigan. Gunnigan of the Sentinel. Now, what do you say?
Head for the hideout, Kato.
Yes, Mr. Beth.
He stayed around until the police showed up. By this time, Crandall is spilling everything.
So, sir, he was tied?
Twice. Both he and Trigg tied so tightly neither could get loose. I just wanted Crandall to realize what a spot he was in, and he did, Kato. He did. Oh, by the way, do you know a good charity that would like to receive an anonymous gift of $10,000?
Oh,